Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in John 16 verses 1 through 15 in the International Children's Bible, and this is what it says. I have told you these things to keep you from giving up. People will put you out of their synagogues. Yes, the time is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is offering service to God. They will do this because they have not known the Father and they have not known me. I have told you these things now, so when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you these things at the beginning because I was with you then. Now I am going back to the one who sent me. But none of you asks me, where are you going? Your hearts are filled with sadness because I have told you these things, but I tell you the truth. It is better for you that I go away. When I go away, I will send the Helper to you. If I do not go away, then the Helper will not come. When the Helper comes, he will prove to the people of the world the truth about sin, about being right with God, and about judgment. He will prove to them about sin because they don't believe in me. He will prove to them that I am right with God because I am going to the Father. You will not see me anymore. And the Helper will prove to them that the truth about judgment will prove to them the truth about judgment because the ruler of this world is already judged. I have many more things to say to you, but they are too much for you now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into all truth. He will not speak his own words. He will speak only what he hears and will tell you what is to come. The Spirit of truth will bring glory to me. He will take what I have to say and tell it to you. All that the Father has is mine. That is why I said that the Spirit will take what I have to say and tell it to you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you again for these final words in the Gospel of John to your disciples. And they are words to us of encouragement as well. And thank you for helping us to remember that we should not lose heart, that we should not give up. And I pray for the person today who is having a hard time persevering, who is looking like Peter at the waves all around and is sinking into the water and has taken their eyes off you because just frankly, Lord, this world can be very, very vicious and difficult. But Lord, in that story, you lifted Peter from the water. You didn't condemn him for sinking. You didn't allow his sinking to continue to happen. You rescued him anyway. And we need that kind of rescue, especially as we're trying to persevere through trial. We know that the testing of our faith produces endurance. So I pray that you would help us to bear up underneath the testing that we're currently experiencing. And Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We are grateful for this comforter, for this helper, for this one who convicts the world of sin, who brings life. And we are so grateful for the Spirit. Would you remind us again that when we walk by the Spirit, we are not accomplishing the deeds of the flesh, but we are walking in truth. And Lord, for those of us who maybe have had a rough week and we've turned away from you and we've chosen to take care of things in our own way, Lord, we choose right now to repent before you. We do not want to quench the Spirit. We do not want to harden our hearts. We do not want to have hard ground. We want you to break up this fallow ground because it's time to seek you. We want our hearts to be tender and tenderized before you. And we know that the Holy Spirit within us is part of that process. And so we open our hearts up. We don't want to quench the Spirit. We want to welcome the Spirit. We don't want to prevent the Spirit from doing great things through us. We want to have a party with the Spirit and allow the Spirit to work through us in our weakness. And we tell you right now, Lord, we feel weak, we feel broken, we feel our health is hurting, people are hurting us. And in that weakness, we turn to you. We ask that you would marry your glorious strength through the power of the Holy Spirit with our weakness today, because we cannot live this life on our own. We absolutely need you. So we repent before you. We ask for your forgiveness. We thank you for the cleansing, taking our sins as far as the east is from the west, and for setting us on a new path. And today is a brand new day, and right now is a bright new now. So we thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast in any way, you can write a 2-3 sentence review on iTunes or Stitcher. It would be a huge blessing to me. So thank you in advance for doing that. I know it takes extra time out of your day and it takes a couple clicks, but thanks so much for doing that in advance. And I hope you have an amazing Spirit-led day.